It's time for high school basketball on K98.7. Tonight's game is brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, Par Excellence STEM Academy, Elliott Heating and Cooling, Al's Meat Market, Central Ohio Garage Door, Elliott's Woodfire Kitchen and Red Oak Pub, Lucard Heating and Cooling, Krager Tire, Buckeye Valley Equipment, The Toy Store, and Shaw Mechanical Heating and Cooling. Now, let's go down to the hardwood and the call of the game with Brian Mays.
From Jimmy Allen Gymnasium, it is Newark Lady Wildcat Basketball as the Cats play host to the Golden Eagles of Big Walnut. Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Mays. Welcome on this Wednesday evening to Wildcat Basketball, and we should have a good one for you at both teams coming in with impressive seasons so far this campaign. Big Walnut comes in with a record of 12-3, and the Lady Cats with a record of 13-3. Newark has won four straight since they lost at Reynoldsburg, and last Friday they took care of Logan handily, 62-25. In fact, the last two games they've won by 37-50, earlier defeating Groveport. So they have gotten it done. They've won four straight, and they've been very good at home with a 9-1 record here at the Jimmy. Big Walnut comes in. Their last game, they lost to Westerville South 57-52. Two of the three losses they have come to Westerville South, the other to another very good program, that being Akron, St. Vincent, St. Mary, and they lost that game by 3. In fact, they are 10 points away from being undefeated. So this is a very good program coming here to Newark this evening. They're also very good on the road as well, winning 5 of their 6 contests away from Sunbury. They average 62 points a game and just give up 35. Meanwhile, Newark is averaging 58 points a game and giving up 41. So this is a non-league tilt, and it's a good test and a barometer to see where this team is, as we're just a few weeks away from the girls' basketball tournament getting started. In fact, the draw for the tournament will be coming up this Sunday, February the 2nd. So it's the Cats and the Eagles this evening from the Jimmy. And up next, we'll hear from Newark head basketball coach Jack Pertell as you're listening to Wildcat Basketball on K98.7.
What was that?
That was the garage door spring snapping.
Oh, no. I won't be able to get my car out. Who should we call?
Central Ohio Garage Door. I hear they just got voted 2024 Best of Lincoln County for Garage Door Companies. They're locally owned and operated, so they'll get here quick.
Through January 31st, get 25% off a winter tune-up and prevent unforeseen repairs. Visit online at CentralOhioGarageDoor.com. Central Ohio Garage Door, your local garage door experts.
Hey, lovebirds. Think you and your sweetheart are the cutest couple in town? Show us. Submit a photo of you and your significant other at WCLT.com. Keywords, cutest couple, for a chance to win $500 in prizes. Love looks good on you. Upload your couple's photo for a chance to score sparkling jewelry for her and rugged power tools for him. The cutest couple from HLR Jewelers, Wright Brothers Power, and K98.7.
Batteries Unlimited.
That's us, Batteries Unlimited.
You're wanted for batteries.
Everybody wants us for batteries.
Just as I suspected. Car and truck.
Got them.
Golf cart batteries.
Yep.
Marine and deep cycle batteries.
Not a problem.
Motorcycle and ATV batteries.
Batteries Unlimited. Nobody knows batteries better.
Cell phone, laptop.
Yes. Got a harder question?
Can you install the battery in my car?
No problem. Find out more at BatteriesUnlimitedOhio.com.
Batteries Unlimited.
BatteriesUnlimitedOhio.com.
More power to you.
When you're ready to sell your car, another reason to choose Hinder Motor Company is the easy, fast, fair, and hassle-free way to sell. This is Justin Hinderer. We pay top dollar for your vehicle, whatever the make or model, and no purchase is necessary. Consider trading and get even more toward your next vehicle. Drive in today and leave with cash or get a great deal. See why it's a pleasure doing business. Just visit HinderMotorCompany.com.
Back to the hardwood, it's high school basketball on K98.7. Brought to you by Par Excellence STEM Academy, Houston Plumbing and Heating, and Licking Memorial Health Systems.
Well, Coach, we're hitting a home stretch here as we get ready. The tournament will be right here before you know it. Non-league matchup against Big Walnut this evening. But just overall, how you feel the team has been progressing, say, the last 4 to 5 ball games?
Thanks, Brian. We had, you know, I think the last 4 to 5 ball games, we've been on a little roller coaster lately. And a lot of it depends on how the shots we take and how well we're shooting the basketball. You know, it seemed like we hit a little lull there for a couple games. We just didn't shoot very well. And a lot of it was our shot selection. But, you know, we've really made, I felt like in the last couple weeks, we made some progress. We've had good practices. The kids have been working hard, and we're trying to shoot more in practice instead of me yakking the whole time.
And I know you were a little bit, well, you were more than a little bit, but you were disappointed in the effort at Reynoldsburg. And again, we talked early in the year, how will this team respond to adversity? It seems like, okay, we know we can play better than that, and they have.
They really did, because, you know, we played Reynoldsburg on Tuesday, then I had a norovirus, and I missed the game, the two games. I missed the game at Lancaster and the game up in Amish country, and the kids really responded. They picked it up, and they took it to another level, and, you know, really did a good job and got wins in both games.
Are you still experimenting at this point, this late in the season, just to see maybe how deep of a roster you want to go into tournament time?
You know, we try to make sure, we're about 8 deep, you know, and we can play, and some of the ones that come off the bench, it depends on what kind of team we're playing, sure. You know, if they're, you know, what kind of team we're playing, and we try to get all 8 in every night, and so that'll be a challenge tonight too.
Big Walnut, they are playing extremely well. 2 of their 3 losses just to Westerville South, who's very good. So what's the scouting report on Big Walnut?
You know, they're big. They're really well coached. You know, every kid that starts, they only play like 6 kids, but every one of them's a really good basketball player, and they can shoot. They only have 1 senior as well, and, you know, the transfer they got from Olentangy, the Mobley girl, you know, she was first team all state last year as a freshman. So, you know, we'll have our hands full with her, but we're going to try to go out and compete and do the best we can.
Do you do anything schematically different because of what she can do?
We just practice a lot. You know, we're going to try to, you know, make sure that we are in front of her and we got somebody behind her all the time. So we don't want to get in foul trouble. At the same time, we got to make it pressure their guards to have them have a hard time making entry passes to her.
Is it also nice that 2 of the remaining 6 games are non-league matchups? So maybe teams you're not familiar with or the girls aren't familiar with, to get you ready for maybe what you'll see differently in the tournament?
Yeah, and, you know, our tournament draw is this Sunday.
Yep.
And so I think this will be a good barometer. You know, another team that we obviously have film on and watch and do our scouting reports and stuff like that. But, you know, I think that it's going to help. It'll benefit us because there's some very good teams in Central Division I, Central District.
Before I let you go, it was senior night last Friday. Can you just talk a little bit about the seniors? Because we talked early in the season, they can make or break with a new coach coming in and just how they've responded to you.
Absolutely. You know, I feel like they have bought in to us 100%. You know, and there's a great bunch of girls. You know, haven't really had have won a lot in the past, you know, and now they're here. I mean, they're 13-3, and they're doing a good job leading, and their practice habits keep getting better. And, you know, I think they're good role models for the underclassmen.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, Brian.
You're listening to Girls Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
You wouldn't let your kid play basketball with worn-out sneakers, would you? So why let them drive with worn-out tires? Hi, I'm Dan Tekin, owner of Prager Tire and Service. Just like good shoes keep your kids steady on the court, good tires keep their car steady on the road. Call us today at 740-467-3189 and let's make your baller's safety a slam dunk. And good luck to all of our area teams. Prager Tire and Service, we're no longer just tires.
At Madison Collins Stevens, we're proud to cheer for the home team and even more proud to have you on our team. Whether you need insurance for your home, car, or business, we have your back. And because community is important to us, we'll be right there with you cheering on all local teams. Contact us for more information about a policy from Encova Insurance. Call Madison Collins Stevens today, 740-345-2000, 740-345-2000.
Serious about tightening your belt in the new year? Turn to Ross's Granville Market for the right ingredients to help you eat right. You can count on Ross's for the freshest fruits and vegetables, but they also have a great selection of fresh fish and plant-based foods. You'll be surprised at the variety of choice and flavors. The only limitation is your own imagination. To help keep your resolutions, visit Ross's Granville Market, your home for fresh flavor and selection, 484 South Main Street in Granville, and online at granvillemarket.com.
Choosing a used vehicle is all about trust. For 62 years, Eastern Ohio has bought their cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs from Finks. They sell more pre-owned vehicles than anyone because of their large selection, low prices, and stress-free buying process. Finks has the vehicle you're looking for, or they will find it for you. Finks Quality Used Cars. Since 1962, the tradition continues. In South Zanesville and online at FinksQualityAutos.com.
Find peace of mind at Pataskala Oaks Care Center. Whether you need short-term care for a few days or a place to call home, our compassionate staff is here to help. We're family-owned and feel like it, with furnished rooms, social activities, medication management, and delicious meals. Plus, we're one of the only facilities in Pataskala offering ventilator care and accept short and long-term VA insurance. Visit PataskalaOaks.com today. Pataskala Oaks Care Center, restoring independence and revitalizing lives.
At Husqvarna, we want you to enjoy cutting the grass, and that's why we build easy-to-operate residential zero-turn mowers. Husqvarna Zero Turns provide superior performance and maneuverability, are comfortable to drive, and easy to maintain. They feature powerful engines, durable cutting decks, rugged frames and casters, and ergonomic controls. Everything you need to make the mowing more enjoyable. Learn more about Husqvarna Zero-Turn Mowers at Wright Brothers Power or online at WrightBrothersPower.com.
It's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Par Excellence STEM Academy, and Lickey Memorial Health Systems.
We're back here at Newark High School as we get ready for Lady Wildcat basketball as the Cats entertain the Golden Eagles of Big Walnut. And you heard Coach Pertell talk about how he got under the weather after the loss to Reynoldsburg. This is where it's just an amazing asset to have Dave Butcher on the sidelines along with him, the multi-state winner, of course, from Pickerington, who joined Coach Pertell as an assistant at Reynoldsburg and was part of that coaching staff when they won the state title a couple of years ago. So you really can rely on an assistant coach to help, and nobody likes to be and miss games. And Coach and I were talking about it after the interview. He thinks that maybe was the fourth or fifth game he's missed in his entire 20-plus coaching career. And to get a huge win with that against Akron Hoban, a very, very good basketball team that I believe has two, maybe three losses at this point, and to win 54-50, you kind of hope that might be the spark to have this team move into tournament play, because they have played very well. Their losses, you know, have been to Pickerington Central and Groveport, Reynoldsburg, and they'll have a rematch with both of those teams coming up in the next couple of weeks. So we'll see what this team is made of, but this will be a very good test tonight against Big Walnut. We talked about how they average 62 points a game. They have gone over 90 once and 76 times. So if they get hot, they can really light up the scoreboard, and the Cats defense will come to play this evening. That's going to be a key attribute moving forward. Emma Quackenbush, she did not play in the game last Friday against Logan. She was also under the weather, and I asked Coach if there was anything going around with the team, and he didn't think so. It just was isolated to Emma. She is back tonight. She's warming up, so she'll be back in the starting lineup, good to go as well. So that will be a key attribute for this team this evening against Big Walnut, because you want to have all your weapons against the Golden Eagles this evening. So Emma's back. We should have the same starting lineup that we've seen for 15 of the 16 games. Elena Hahn did fill in for Emma last Friday and did a very admirable job as well. So we'll see what happens tonight in regards to the rotation, in regards to who's going to get minutes and things of that nature. So Six games remain in the regular season for the Lady Cats, three at home and three on the road as well. And they'll be on the road Friday at Canal Winchester. Getting ready now for the starting lineups for Big Walnut and Newark. They will do the OHSAA mention, as they have to do before every varsity matchup, but we can get ready for the starting lineups. We can tell you for Big Walnut, one of the key players that Coach Portell talked about, Sydney Mobley, she will start inside. She is a sophomore. Also starting is Remy Largent. She's the daughter of the coach. Carrie Largent, she is a junior. Alexa Morris will start up front as well. And rounding out the starting lineup will be Denza Allen. And as soon as a couple people decide to leave in front of me, we can see who the other person is, and that would be Lexi Federer. So for Big Walnut, it will be Sydney Mobley, Remy Largent, Alexa Morris, Lexi Federer, and Denza Allen. For the Lady Wildcats, again, the usual starting lineup will be Callie Geller, the outstanding sophomore point guard, Emma Quackenbush, the other outstanding sophomore. Senior Megan Harriet will start up front, along with senior Addie Hall. And rounding out the starting lineup will be freshman Leah Eckenrode. So it's Geller, Quackenbush, Eckenrode, Hall, and Harriet for Jack Pertell and the Lady Wildcats. Good crowd tonight here at the Jimmy. Big Walnut travels well, and the Lady Cats have a good home crowd this evening. And we talked about the rest of the schedule. Friday at Canal Winchester, then next Tuesday at Pickerington Central, and then they come home for a game against Taze Valley next Friday the 7th. Back on the road at Pickerington North in a non-league game, and they'll wrap up here against Reynoldsburg looking for some revenge. After that was probably the only game they have not shown up for. It just didn't happen. It just kind of steamrolled, and they just could never get into it, and you know they want revenge. And, of course, Coach Pertell, coaching at Reynoldsburg for years and winning a state title there, he would like to have that get a lot better moving forward. Newark in their home white. They will be going right to left. Big Walnut and they are traveling black with red up the sides. Emma Quackenbush will jump center against Mobley. And we are set to go. The Cats and the Eagles here on Kate 98.7. Quackenbush controls the tip to Callie Geller. She brings it across the timeline. Over goes to Quackenbush on the right wing. Big Walnut starts out in man-to-man defense. Quack has it on the right wing up top to Leah Eckenrode. Now to Geller. She loses the handle but pitches it back up near the timeline. Then she slips and falls. Eckenrode's there to get it. Ball on the ground. Leah pitches it back up. Now they'll swing it. Geller left wing. She'll reset. She'll drive right wing. Swing it off. Hall for a three. Baseline. It's an air ball, and it's off the leg of Eckenrode, and it will go over to Big Walnut. Mobley will inbound it to Federer. Cats with a little token pressure by Geller at half court. Newark also man-to-man. Federer with a left-handed dribble. She goes to the left wing. She's cut off. Gives it off to Allen. Looking inside to Mobley. Double team didn't bother her. So Sydney Mobley with the first 2 points of the game. And it's the Eagles up to zip at 7:05 first quarter. Eckenrode left wing. Left baseline Hall. Addie swings it to Emma on the right wing outside the arc. Looking inside and the pass knocked away. Here comes Big Walnut. Allen takes it in. She might have got away with a walk, but she gets it off to Mobley. Mobley up top. It goes to Federer. She'll drive left baseline. Swings it over. Here's a three on the way, and it's off the iron. No good. Hit the top of the backboard out of bounds, and it will go over to Newark. 90 seconds in. 2-0 Golden Eagles lead the Cats here at the Jimmy. Eckenrode inbounds it to Geller in the backcourt.
Kelly swings it back to Eckern Road, now back to Kelly across the timeline. Geller off to Quackenbush. Right wing, she'll take it to the foul circle, spins away, cut off. Here's Harriet with it. She dribbles to the top of the key, hands it off to Hall. Hall now to Geller. Good movement right now by the Cats. Callie takes it in. Her pass, though, is knocked away. Second turnover. Here comes Big Walnut. Federer has it right baseline. Looking inside, nothing's there. Now she is able to get it in, and the shot is no good. That shot taken by Morris, and the rebound by Neuer. 2-0, Big Walnut, 5:55, first quarter. Geller calls out the play. Out front. Bounce pass to Harriet. She'll fake the handoff. She'll drive white baseline, and Mobley picks her pocket. She'll bring it across the timeline with Hall guarding her. Mobley right wing. Still keeps her dribbled, looking for something. Nothing there now. A nice cut, but the shot is blocked. See who they get, either Quackenbush or Geller. And it's going to be on Geller. That'll be her first, team first. And that will be a shooting foul. And Remy Largent will go to the line for a pair of foul shots. First one on the way. Off the back iron, no good. 2-0, Big Walnut. Second foul shot on the way by Largent. That one is also no good. And the rebound by Geller. Cats trying to dent the scoreboard here. Have not scored in the first 2.5 minutes. Eckern Road, she'll launch a three. Short, rebound Mobley. Geller knocks it away, out of bounds. It will stay with the Golden Eagles. .518, it's 2-0, Big Walnut. Mobley will bring it up again. Even though she's a post player, she can handle the rock with no problem. Gives it off to Federer. Federer looking to get a pit from Allen, and she does, but Megan's right there to meet her. Gives it back to Allen. She takes it left elbow, has it knocked away by Quackenbush. Good steal by Emma. Emma in trouble. She's able to give it off to Eckern Road. And the Cats in the front court. Geller has it top of the key. Keeps her dribble. Looking for a screen. Now she'll call it off, and Quackenbush has it on the right wing. Quackenbush over to Eckern Road. She'll launch another three. That one is no good. And the rebound by Allen of Big Walnut. 4.5 remains in this first quarter. Here's Mobley. She'll launch a three. Got it. She has a nice shot. So she's taking it inside. She's gone behind the arc, and it's 5-0. And here's a steal by Big Walnut. Federer lays it up and in. So 7-0 now, Big Walnut, at 4:10 opening stanza. And the pass knocked away, and we're going to have a foul called on Big Walnut at the 4:08 mark. Foul will be on Federer, her first, and that will be the team's first. So both teams with one team foul here, halfway through quarter number one. Quackenbush side out in front of the Big Walnut bench, and it goes to Geller. Geller received it in the backcourt, so bring it to the front court now. She'll spin, layup, tough shot, but got it to go. That was not an easy shot, but Tally gets it home, and it's 7-2 as the Cats get on the board in this first quarter at 3:50. Here's the substitution checking in. It's Josie Soraka. She has the ball up top. Now to Mobley. Quackenbush guarding her. Mobley spins in the lane. Shot no good. Good defense that time by Quackenbush. Oh, but now a turnover, and Big Walnut gets it right back. Now Mobley takes it up, puts it up and in. Can't do that in the backcourt against this ball club. 9-2, Eagles lead at 3:20, first quarter. And here's a little 1-3-1 press. Geller gets by it. Now she's got an opening. Harriet will launch a three. Around, no good. That looked really nice, but it does fall off the iron. Here come the Eagles. Federer looking for somebody to get to, and ball down in the corner, but Allen is able to save it. Now looking inside. Mobley now has it right wing. She'll take it into the paint. Left-handed puts it up and in. She is very tough to deal with. In fact, she's got 9 of Big Walnut's 11 points, and they have a 9-point lead at 11-2.
And Newark's calling a timeout. We'll take one as well at 2:33 first quarter. 11-2 Big Walnut. You're listening to Lady Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Did you know your heating and cooling system requires regular maintenance, just like your car? Well, if you didn't, no need to panic. Just call your friendly factory authorized Bryant dealer, Federal Elite Heating and Cooling, and they can get you set up with a convenient, worry-free annual maintenance plan to fit your needs. A team member will call you when you're due, and it includes some great discounts should you need emergency service or even a new system. Call our friendly staff today at 754-HEAT and let Federal Elite and Bryant do whatever it takes to keep your system in optimal performance and give you peace of mind.
Now back to the game. It's high school basketball, presented by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, and Par Excellent STEM Academy.
11-2, Big Walnut leads Newark with 2 minutes and 30 seconds remaining in this first quarter. And so far, Sidney Mobley living up to the hype with 9 of the 11 points. Eckenrode takes it in, has her shot blocked. Quackenbush is able to get it, gives it off to Hall, left baseline. She'll swing it off to Harriet, top of the key. Megan hands it off to Geller. Cats will reset. Eckenrode launches another three. That one is pure. She might miss a couple, but she's going to get going at some point, and she nails the trifecta, and it's 11-5. Right back, though, comes Big Walnut. They can score, and making the basket is Allen. That's her first two. So it's 13-5 Golden Eagles. Geller, off it goes to Quackenbush out front. Emma lobs it inside the Hall. She'll swing it to Harry, to Geller. Big Walnut, though, good speed to prevent an open three. Hall has it left wing. Addie looking inside, nothing there. Now she'll drive all the way right baseline. Swings it. Eckenrode another three. Pure. Back-to-back trays. 13-8. Mobley inside. Reverse layup. Oh, she is a special one. 15-8. She's got 11. Quackenbush. She'll take it strong to the paint. Lay it up and in. All of a sudden, this game picking up. 15-10 with a minute remaining first quarter. Allen. Here's a three on the way. That is good. And that is Remy Largent, and it's 18-10, Big Walnut. Both teams can play up-tempo, and we're seeing it right here at the end of the first quarter. Quackenbush thought about the three. Now she'll give it back to Geller at 40 seconds first quarter. Geller still out front. Bounce pass to Eckenrode. Leah with back-to-back three-pointers. Now Harriet has it, looking inside, nothing there. Swings it to Quackenbush. Top of the key, she'll take it in left elbow, puts up a tough runner, and it's a block on Big Walnut. So Emma should go to the line for a couple. Foul is on Allen, and that will be her first. Team foul number two. So Quackenbush at the line with 24 ticks remaining in quarter number one. Lefty with a couple dribbles. First foul shot up and in. So Emma now has three. And she'll try to cut the deficit to six if she can make the back end of this two-shot opportunity, which she is able to do. 18-12, Big Walnut. See if they play for one or just keep pushing. Soraka has it. Cats with a little 2-3 zone, mixing some things up here a little bit. And here's a three on the way. It's off the iron, no good. Quackenbush, good, strong rebound. Long baseball pass, touchdown to Geller. Beautiful touch pass to Hall for two. Oh, that was pretty. And that's the way the quarter will come to an end. 18-14, Big Walnut. You're listening to Lady Wildcat Basketball on K98.7.
Have you been buying your meat at the big chain stores?
Ew!
When you can buy fresh? For almost 70 years, your friends and neighbors have been making the fresh choice at Al's Meat Market. What's that? Your freezer's dying of boredom.
Yawn!
Then check out Al's Meat Bundles. You can always fill up at Al's Meat Market. Don't forget Al's is your place to order beef tenderloin, prime rib, and all the sides for any occasion. Al's Meat Market, West Main and 21st Street, Newark.
Have you ever slept late?
Oh, my clock dead.
Can't call work because your phone battery's shot. Car won't start because, well, you know.
Oh, no.
The world runs on batteries. And you can find batteries for anything and everything in your world at Batteries Unlimited. Watches, cars, camcorders, laptops, even bulldozers. If it can use a battery, we have that battery at Batteries Unlimited.
Route 79 in Heath and at 200 West High Street in Mount Vernon.
Batteries Unlimited. More power to you.
Back to the hardwood, it's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Par Excellence STEM Academy, Houston Plumbing and Heating, and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems.
Good run by the Lady Cats to close to within four after the first quarter. Big Walnut gets it to start quarter number two with an 18-14 lead. In it goes Allen to Mobley. Her shot blocked by Quackenbush. Here come the Cats. Geller ahead of the pack. It's a three-on-three. Tally, a move off the iron. No good, but she gets the offensive rebound. Quackenbush, a three. Got it! 18-17. Once a nine-point lead has been shaved to one. And it's been the Cats forcing Big Walnut into some errant throws, not getting easy shots. And the last one, Mobley was blocked. Three on the way. No good. Quackenbush another rebound. Newark looking to push. Emma across the timeline. Takes it to the left baseline. Pass over to Addie Hall. She'll launch a three. Why not? The threes are raining at the Jimmy as Addie nails a three, and the Cats have their first lead at 20-18. Oh, when they start shooting the basketball, it is fun. Here's Mobley. Foul circle inside. Nice give and go. And Allen gets her fourth point, and we are tied at 20. 6:40 remaining before halftime. Here's Eckenrode across the timeline. Hands it off to Harriet. Now to Geller, and she'll set things up. Callie. Right wing it goes. Quackenbush. Gets a screen. She'll take it back to the right wing and has it knocked away. Looked like it might have been a foul, but no call. Here comes Big Walnut. Federer has it. She thought about the three. Now they look inside to Mobley. She'll come back out to three, but she'll not decide to shoot it. Inside it goes. Back to Mobley at the foul line. Yep. You can't leave her open. She's got 13, 22-20. Big Walnut regains the lead. Three on two, but Newark holds it up, and another pass knocked away, and Mobley gets it. Deflected passes have been a problem in this first half. Mobley now gives it off, and the three is no good. Allen inside, but Harriet knocks it away. Out of bounds, it will stay with Big Walnut. Issa Angeles will check in for Newark, and Addie Hall will take a seat. 5:43, second quarter. Entertaining so far. Big Walnut up by two at 22-20. Federer will inbound it on the baseline. In it goes to Mobley. Mobley has it right baseline. Now they'll give it in to Federer. She'll bring it back out. Swings it over to Morris. Now back to Federer. Morris has it right wing. Good head fake. She'll take it into the paint. Try to get it inside. Kickball. It will stay with Big Walnut. Baseline out of bounds for the Golden Eagles. And it will be Federer again. Gets it into Mobley. Right baseline. She'll drive to the paint. Cut off. Inside Allen. She falls. No call. And they're going to say out of bounds. And it will be Newark basketball. 22-20. Golden Eagles by a deuce. 5-12. Geller in the backcourt as Big Walnut extending their press. Angeles has it. Back to Geller. Geller. Oh, behind the back dribble. Now she'll dribble left wing. She's looking to post. Now swings at Quackenbush. A deep three. No good. And the rebound by Big Walnut. And we're going to have a foul on Eckenrode over the back. That'll be Leah's first and team foul number one in this second quarter. At 4:56, Big Walnut has led throughout. Newark had one lead
at 20-18. But since then, it's been a mini 4-0 run by the Eagles. Mobley gets it inside. Mobley scores once again. She's the heart of the offense, and right now Newark does not have an answer for her as she has got 15 of the team's 24 points. Angelis gets ahead of the pack, but she will hold things up, and another deflected pass, but Geller's able to get it. Back to Issa, now Geller again, top of the key. Over goes at Quackenbush, she'll take it into the foul circle, layup, good. Hung on the rim for a bit, but it does fall for Emma, and it's 24-22, Cats down by two. Federer to Largent. Here's Mobley, right wing. Now Largent wide open, three-pointer, good. That's her second three, and it's 27-22. Mobley's going to draw a lot of attention, and that's going to leave folks open. Turnover. Walnut has it back. Here's Mobley. She'll swing it. Allen is wide open for a three. Yep. Timeout, Newark. 30-22, Big Walnut. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
At Shaw Mechanical Heating and Cooling, our priority is to give you the best quality service for the lowest prices. I'm Kristen, and our customer service is not only awesome, it's Shawsome! Be proactive. Take care of your furnace now so it will take care of you when you need it. Call us today for a preventative maintenance visit and experience the Bryant Factory Authorized Dealer difference because we believe in doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable. We're online at shawmech.com.
It's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Par Excellence STEM Academy, and Licking Memorial Health Systems.
The WCLT family and Newark community are mourning one of their own as legendary broadcaster Dave Johnson passed away yesterday. Dave was a 1976 grad of Newark High School and was the voice of Wildcat football and basketball on WCLT. He was a consummate professional and had a huge impact in Newark and Licking County. Our thoughts and prayers to his wife, Teresa, and the Johnson family. Dave Johnson will be missed. 3:43 remains, 30-22. Big Walnut up by eight. Cats calling their second time out here in this first half. They have the basketball. Geller. Bounce pass to Angelis. Issa will dribble to the top of the key, give it off to Harriet. Off to Geller. Callie thought about the three, gives it back to Megan. Right wing inside the arc. Here's Eckenrode. Thought about the three, good head fake, takes it in, and gets a foul on Mobley. Well, that's one way to maybe get her out, see if you can attack her and get some fouls.
Black, stop gambling outside, Black.
So at the line, Eckenrode, and hits the first foul shot. Eckenrode's second foul shot. Off the iron, no good. Quackenbush battles inside. Out of bounds, it will go over to Big Walnut. 30-23, Golden Eagles up by seven. Largent across the timeline. Double teamed, and we're going to have a foul on Quackenbush. Nope, they're going to call it on Angelis on the push. So that'll be Issa's first and team foul number two. Side out for the Eagles. 3:09, second quarter, 30-23, Big Walnut by seven. A three on the way by Largent. It's an air ball, rebound Quackenbush. Near steal again by Mobley. Boy, she just doesn't take a play off. Quackenbush has it across. Looks to take it in. Puts it off the glass. No good. A lot of physical play there, but no call. Mobley gets the rebound across the timeline. She'll hand it off to Federer. Federer top of the key. Left wing it goes. Here's Mobley in the paint. One on one. That's tough to stop, and it can't be stopped. Mobley once again, and the lead is back up to nine at 32-23 with 2:20 remaining in this first half. Geller's shot blocked by Allen. Here comes Big Walnut. Got to be careful here in the final 2 minutes of this first half. Got to be careful. Largent looking inside. Allen has it. left baseline. She'll look to take it in. Good defense by Quackenbush. Mobley has it top of the key. Always looking to shoot, and why not? She spins. Now here's Federer, left elbow. Back up top to Mobley, 1:55 left, first half. And Federer now keeping her dribble, top of the key. Largent looking inside to Mobley. Geller battling her, gets her pushed out to the three-point line, which is pretty good. Hands it off to Largent. Mobley with an elbow, no call. She decked Geller to the floor, and no call by the official. Cats get the ball, though, on a turnover. Eckenrode cut off. Back up top, Quackenbush. Getting physical. Geller, left baseline, open three, in and out. Ball tipped out nicely by Eckenrode, and the Cats will reset at 1:15. Quackenbush into the paint. Spins. Tough runner. No good. And the rebound by Big Walnut. 32-23 with 1 minute to play here. Eagles up by nine. Mobley. Off to Federer. Federer. And that ball is kicked by Newark, so it'll stay with the Eagles at 57 seconds. It'll be side out for the Golden Eagles. Federer. Looking to get it in. Nobody available. Still looking. Here's Mobley. She cuts. She shoots. She scores. I've got her unofficially at 19 points. 34-23, largest lead of the first half here for Big Walnut. Geller. Kelly at the foul circle. Shot blocked by Mobley. She gets the loose ball. She'll take it coast to coast. Lay it up and in. That's like a scoop and score in football. Block the shot, get the loose ball, and take it to the rack for two. And again, I was worried about the final 2 minutes here, and Big Walnut is starting to extend the lead. 36-23, 15 ticks remain before the break. Harriet off to Geller, 10 seconds. Eckenrode, long three, no good. Maiden gets the rebound, down to 4 seconds. Geller, good head fake, but they're going to say she walked. So 1 second remains, and Big Walnut will have it in the backcourt. Let's see what they try to do with the final shot here before the first half comes to an end. It's Largent for a long three at half court. Oh, almost went. Hit the front of the iron. So Big Walnut had a comfortable lead in the first quarter. The Cats were able to claw back and make it 18-14 and then took the lead at 20-18. But at that point, an 18-3 run by Big Walnut gives them a 13-point lead at halftime, 36-23. We'll recap the first half after this timeout as you're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Hi, it's Caitlin with Elliott Heating and Cooling. We're proud to serve Licking County and the surrounding areas. We offer free consultations for new equipment, and we service all makes and models of existing equipment. We're a premier Armstrong Air dealer, offering a 10-year parts and labor warranty on all Armstrong Air installations. Call in to ask about our 10-10-10, 10-year parts warranty, 10-year labor warranty, and an option for 10-year financing. Check out our website at ElliottHeating.com. At Elliott Heating and Cooling, we're proud to serve our community.
Husqvarna's riding lawnmowers are designed from the turf up to deliver cutting-edge performance and versatility for any sized property. Powerful, durable, and easy to operate, Husqvarna riding lawnmowers feature air induction technology cutting decks for superior cutting and pedal-operated transmissions for maximum operator control. And Husqvarna riding lawnmowers can be equipped with a wide variety of attachments to help you maintain your property any time of the year. Check out the versatility of Husqvarna riding mowers at Wright Brothers Power in Newark.
Batteries Unlimited.
That's us, Batteries Unlimited.
You're wanted for batteries.
Everybody wants us for batteries.
Just as I suspected. Car and truck.
Got them.
Golf cart batteries.
Yep.
Marine and deep cycle batteries.
Not a problem.
Motorcycle and ATV batteries.
Batteries Unlimited. Nobody knows batteries better.
Cell phone, laptop.
Yes. Got a harder question?
Can you install the battery in my car?
No problem. Find out more at batteriesunlimitedohio.com.
Batteries Unlimited.
Batteriesunlimitedohio.com.
More power to you.
Say goodbye to car care headaches with Carvenience from Hinderer Motor Company. This is Justin Hinderer. For only $49, we'll pick up your vehicle, leave you with a rental, and return it fully serviced and spotless. No more juggling your schedule or wasting hours at the shop. CarVenus lets you focus on what matters while we take care of all the rest, making life easier. Schedule your service today at HindlerMotorCompany.com.
Start your year off-road. Hi, this is Jeff Ward from the Toy Store in Thornville. Come see us for savings of up to $3,000 on select Flair side-by-sides and $1,500 on select Flair sportsman models. Financing specials as low as 1.99% for qualified buyers. Choose us as your hometown dealer for your next outdoor adventure. Come visit us at the Toy Store or FlairsTheToyStore.com. We'll see you on the trails.
Attention savvy drivers. This is Ryan Schreiber at Madison Collins Stevens Insurance, your local leader in auto insurance. Feeling the pinch of skyrocketing auto insurance rates? Don't settle for the ordinary. Switch to Erie Insurance, where your wallet and coverage stays full. At Madison Collins Stevens, we've got your back with exclusive access to Erie's unbeatable rates. Now is the time to seize control of your savings. Visit our office in downtown Newark or visit mcsinsurance.com to save on your insurance rates with Madison Collins Stevens.
Now back to the game. It's high school basketball. Presented by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licky Memorial Health Systems, and Par Excellent STEM Academy.
36-23, Big Walnut at the break. Let's pause for station identification. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
This is high school basketball on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Cats trail by 13 at the break, 36-23. Led by Emma Quackenbush, she had 9 points in the first half. Leah Eckenrode was 7, 5 for Addie Hall and 2 for Callie Geller. 21 points for Sydney Mobley. Almost outscoring the Cats in that first half with 21 points. She's been the difference so far. Our halftime continues now with tonight's segment from the Ohio News Network.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Hoops. Now here's your host, Eric Reeser.
Back in December, the Ohio High School Athletic Association approved the use of a shot clock for a special event in Northeast Ohio. The first ever shot clock shootout was held in Canton over 3 days, December 27th through the 29th, at the Canton Memorial Fieldhouse. The Ohio High School Basketball Coaches Association put on the event and requested permission to use a 35-second shot clock, something that's been clamored for but not currently used in OHSAA-sanctioned high school basketball games. 15 games were held over the three-day event. Most of the schools were located in Northeast Ohio. There were a handful of schools from Columbus, including Olentangy Liberty, who sent their girls' basketball team up to participate. Dave Perper will be my guest. He covers Central Ohio athletics for the Columbus Dispatch, and we'll discuss that event and if we're closer to a shot clock for all OHSAA games. That's next. This is the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Hoops.
In Ohio, public education matters. And every day, Ohio's public school educators use their united voice to advocate for the supports and resources our public schools need so every child thrives. No exceptions. I'm Ohio Education Association President Scott DeMauro, and on behalf of our 120,000 members, OEA is proud to sponsor tonight's game. Because great public schools are a winning playbook for Ohio, and Ohio is stronger when we stand together to cheer for our students' success.
November is an ideal month to plant trees in Ohio because the soil is still warm, which reduces the transplant stress. Plus, trees require less water in November than in the heat of the summer, allowing roots to grow in the cooler temperatures. When planting trees, keep these tips in mind. Select trees that are zone hardy for where you plan to plant. Avoid planting trees that produce slip hazards, like fruits and nuts close to sidewalks. And don't plant large trees near or under utility lines. To learn more about the November tree planting, contact an ISA-certified arborist near you by going to trees4ohio.org. That's trees4ohio.org.
This is ONN.
I'm Eric Reeser. The shot clock shootout was held in Canton back in December. The three-day event featured 30 boys and girls high school basketball teams from different parts of the state. Dave Perper is my guest. He covers Central Ohio high school athletics for the Columbus Dispatch. I asked Dave how the event went and how teams that don't normally deal with a shot clock adapted to the 35-second one.
I've heard a lot of good reviews. I talked to our two Central Ohio teams that were up there. The girls team from Olentangy, which is off to a very good start, and the boys team from Worthington Christian, which just plays a grueling schedule. Both of them were excited about going into the event and being part of of history. Worthington Christian's boys, I believe, played on the first day, and then Nolan Tianchi's girls played on the third day, which was that Sunday, December 29th, I believe. And they loved it. And the thing about high school basketball for a lot of teams now is you're playing this, you're seeing this up-tempo pace to a point where a 35-second clock really doesn't hurt what they're doing at all, because these teams are going down, getting in sets and getting up shots within 15 or 20 seconds. And the event organizers told me, I believe there were 10 violations the entire weekend among the 18 games. So what, that's less than one per game, if I'm doing math right. And Olin Tangi was telling me they didn't have any, and they were able to force three, including on the first possession of their game. So it's something that not only do you like offensively, you get rewarded defensively for a good stand.
Dave, I've been doing this program for a couple of years now. I think we're into a fourth year, and it feels like every single year, fans, coaches, even LeBron James clamor for a shot clock in high school hoops. In your opinion, what's been the biggest barrier to keeping that shot clock out of the high school game? And are we any closer than we were this time last year to getting that shot clock universally in the Buckeye State?
Whether we're closer in a practical sense, I'm not sure. And I use the term practical sense because I'm talking about schools having to hire someone to run the clock, buying the clock, which is in four figures. I mean, it's a significant financial wow. investment in what you figure you need two of them, right? For one for each end of the court. So that right there is something that needs to be taken into account. But teams definitely want it. The clamor is growing. I think it's really an inevitability. Now, whether that means it's in a year, whether that means it's in 3 years, who really knows? But I do think that it is coming probably sooner than later once districts figure out that they're able to allocate money to this venture. And like I said, I mean, the labor cost, so to speak, of getting someone in to actually run it and training them properly.
Dave says he reached out to the OHSAA about the event and was told they are speaking with those involved and hopes to learn more about shot clock utilization. It'll continue to be a hot topic until it's available for high school basketball in Ohio. My thanks to Dave Papura. He covers Central Ohio High School Athletics for the Columbus Dispatch. Read his stuff over at dispatch.com/sports. I'm Eric Reeser, and this has been the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Hoops.
Whatever temperatures the weather may bring, Fenway Lead is ready to help. A factory-authorized Bryant dealer committed to achieving a high level of training and skills and backed by outstanding products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. So whether you're looking for a quick fix or a new system, Fenway Lead will do whatever it takes for your family's comfort. Schedule today by calling our friendly staff at 754-HEAT and ask about our many financing options available. And let Fenway Lead and Bryant do whatever it takes.
At Husqvarna, we want you to enjoy cutting the grass, and that's why we build easy-to-operate residential zero-turn mowers. Husqvarna Zero Turns provide superior performance and maneuverability, are comfortable to drive, and easy to maintain. They feature powerful engines, durable cutting decks, rugged frames and casters, and ergonomic controls. Everything you need to make the mowing more enjoyable. Learn more about Husqvarna Zero Turn mowers at Wright Brothers Power or online at WrightBrothersPower.com.
Back to the hardwood, it's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Par Excellence STEM Academy, Houston Plumbing and Heating, and Lickey Memorial Health Systems.
We start the third quarter. Newark trails 36-23. Cats with the basketball going left to right. Emma Quackenbush starting the second half along with Callie Geller, Addie Hall, Megan Harriet, and Leah Eckenrode. Newark with the basketball. Geller over to Quackenbush. Right wing. Swings it up top. Eckenrode. Over goes to Geller on the left side. Geller. So far only 2 points for Cali. Here's Addie Hall for three. It's no good. Out of bounds. It will go over to Big Walnut. Each team had four players score in that first half, but the difference was the top scorer for Newark had 9 points in Emma Quackenbush, and Big Walnut had Sydney Mobley with 21. I think she's missed one shot, and that was a block by Emma. Federer takes it in. Wild shot, no good. Rebound, Addie Hall. Hall facing a double team, gives it off to Harriet. She'll bring it across the timeline. Megan. Quackenbush, open three, nope. Geller does hustle and gets the offensive rebound. Up top, Harriet, back to Quackenbush. Geller cuts, but she's cut off.
So Emma keeps her dribble, and now it'll go over to Eckenrode. Now here's Hall. 6:40, third quarter, Cats down by 13. Quackenbush, left wing, now into the paint, nicely off the glass for two. She continues to go hard to the basket, and it's 36-25, Big Walnut by 11. Federer, bounce pass to Allen. Inside Mobley, she's got good position, she puts it up, this one is no good, and the rebound inside by Geller. Gives it off to Quackenbush, still in the backcourt. She'll bring it across the timeline. Emma keeps her dribble out front. Swings it over to Hall, left wing. Hall gets a pick. She'll take it to the top of the key. Now Eckenrode open for three. Yes! Leah Eckenrode, her third three. She's got 10 in the lead, quickly down to 8. A nice 5-0 spurt to start this second half for the Lady Cats. Inside Mobley, layup good. She moves without the ball so well, and she finds herself open. She cans it, and she's got 23. Pass knocked out of bounds into the stands. 38-28, Big Walnut. Our next game will be Friday, as the Newark boys basketball team starts a four-game homestand with Canal Winchester pregame 7:15 approximately, and live tip at 7:30. Both teams 13-3 so far this season. The Newark boys and the Newark girls. Megan Harriet for three. Yes! Megan gets on the scoring column with a big three, and it's 38-31. Cats trying to shoot their way back into this. Federer. Off it goes to Largent out front. Largent swings it to Allen, now trying to get it to Mobley. Knocked away by Quackenbush into the arms of Harriet. Maiden gives it off to Addie Hall. She'll bring it across the timeline. Cats just trying to slowly claw their way back into this. Nice pass inside. Eckenrode powers it up. No good. It falls off the rim. And the rebound by Mobley. She takes it coast to coast. Doesn't stop. Lays it up. Good. I'm telling you. She's just a machine out there. I don't know what you do. 40-31, Big Walnut. Geller swings it. Eckenrode over to Hall. Baseline three. Bullseye! Mobley's going inside. Cats are going outside. It's 40-34. Soroka has it. She'll give it up top. They're looking inside to Mobley. Cats are trying to double-team her. She still gets it inside, loses the handle, but it goes right to Federer for an open three, and she drills it. That was just an unlucky bounce there for Newark, and it's 43-34. And that pass sails out of bounds, and it'll go back to Big Walnut. 43-34, 3:57. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
At Coyote, we're going to treat you like dirt. Because we hold dirt in the highest regard, we're honored to find it under our fingernails. It keeps us humble, honest. If you know us, you know getting treated like dirt means getting treated with respect. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Visit your Coyote dealer, Buckeye Valley Equipment, 3570 National Road in Hebron, or online at BuckeyeValleyEquipment.com.
It's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Par Excellence STEM Academy, and Lickey Memorial Health Systems.
43-34, Big Walnut up by 9. Mobley gets it. She'll swing it to Federer. She'll take it into the paint, cut off. And now Big Walnut will reset. Mobley gets it on the left wing, fires a three, misses. Rebound Quackenbush. Newark's got three threes in this third quarter. Had got it down to as close as six. Right now it's at 9 with 3:10 to go. Hall, Eckenrode, three on the way. Short, rebound. Geller battles, out of bounds back to the Golden Eagles. Substitution comes in. That's Alexa Morris. She will check in, and Federer will take a seat. Mobley inbounds it to Largent.
Really, nobody else has been a factor. Largent has 6. Federer has 5. Allen has 7. But Mobley has 25. Long 3, Largent, no good. Mobley tips it into the arms of Eckenrode. 2:45, third quarter. Cats down by 9. If they could get it to 4 or 3 going to the fourth, that'd be huge. Quackenbush tries to make that happen, and she does. Right hand off the glass and in for 2. Emma having a strong game. She's got 13, 43-36. Largent hands it off to Mobley. Eckenrode's on her. Mobley back to Largent. She'll fire another 3. Boy, they answer. They just answer. 46-36. Largent now with 9. All on try. Fectas. Quackenbush, can she nail a 3? Why not? Emma comes right back. She's got 16. 46-39. Under 2 to play. Cat's got to get a defensive stop here. Soraka looking inside, knocked away, but Mobley still gets it. Just powers it up. Double dribbles, and they don't call it. Coach Bertel wants a double or a travel. Nothing happens. And, of course, she puts it in for 2. That had to be something. The ref's talking to Coach Bertel, and you don't see him get upset that often. They're saying she juggled it. I totally disagree. But my opinion does not matter. Quackenbush fires another 3. That one is short. And out of bounds, it will go back to Big Walnut. 48-39. Golden Eagles by 9. At 1:24, third quarter. Multiple substitutions coming in for the Cats. Elena Hahn, Sam Hall, and Issa Angeles come in. And Addie Hall, Emma Quackenbush, and Megan Harriet will all take a seat. Get a breather for hopefully a strong fourth quarter run here. Mobley, Soraka, top key. Now to Largent. Largent with Sam Hall guarding her. Can't leave her open, that's for sure. Soraka has it, left wing. Now she'll go left baseline. Good defense here by the Cats. She'll take it into the paint. Here's Mobley. She gets it. Runner, no good. Rebound by Eckenrode. Good defense by Newark. 45 seconds, third quarter. Angeles has it. Back up top, Eckenrode. Geller. She'll bring it back near the timeline. 36 seconds to go. Third quarter. Angeles gets a pick from Eckenrode. Takes it to the foul circle. Swings it to Elena Hahn. Now back up top, Geller. 25 seconds. Hahn. Left wing. Back up top, Geller. 18 seconds. A little bit of pressure now. Largent puts on Callie. She gets a pick from Hall. Loses the ball. And we're going to get a foul call, and it's going to be on Largent. Just the first team foul. Both teams, only one team foul in this third quarter. Foul on Largent is his first overall as well in the game, her first. 13 seconds remains, third quarter. Cats down by 9. Really could use a basket here. Geller takes it to the foul circle, spins, forces up a tough runner, but she gets it to tickle the twine, and it's 48-41. 2 seconds left. 1 second. Federer, she gets it off. Misses it. 7-point deficit. Can the Cats rally in quarter number 4? We'll find out next. You're listening to Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Licking Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
Utica Feed and Hardware strives to make all your feed buying needs a breeze. From the family dog to livestock to show and all feeds in between. Their experienced and courteous staff will help with all your feed needs. Looking for that special blend of feed for your livestock? Utica Feed and Hardware has specially formulated feed mixes that can help your livestock with virtually any issue. Visit them in person on Church Street in Utica and at UticaFeed.com.
Now back to the game. It's high school basketball. Presented by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Lickie Memorial Health Systems, and Par Excellence STEM Academy.
Good quarter for Newark as they outscore Big Walnut 18-12 and cut the lead down to 7. Brian Mays here at the Jimmy. 48-41, Eagles maintaining that lead. They've led throughout. Newark's only led once at 20-18. Mobley, double team, doesn't matter. Shot up and good, and one. So she will go to the line. They've double teamed her, they've triple teamed her, they've ISO'd her, and she's just a phenomenal player. She's got 29, trying to get 30. At the line. And the foul shot is short. Rebound by Eckenrode. 50-41. 7.5 remains in this fourth quarter. Cats down by 9. Quackenbush looks to get a pick from Eckenrode. Over goes to Hall on the left wing. Hall over to Megan. Harriet looks inside. There's Geller. See if Callie can get going here. Now to Eckenrode. Launches a 3. Yes! Leah Eckenrode, that's her 4th 3 of the night. She's got 13. Inside Mobley. Mobley, nice give and go. Federer has it knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Golden Eagles. You cannot celebrate when you hit a shot against Big Walnut. They're coming right back down, and they have answered time and time again tonight when Newark has tried to make the charge. 6-point lead. That's the closest it's been in the second half. 50-44. Newark down by 6. Largent to Mobley. Mobley, baseline jumper. Yep. She's got 31. Quackenbush. Emma over goes to Eckenrode. Cats have shot very well tonight, but just too much. Sydney Mobley. Here's a turnover. Eagles have it. Federer. Largent takes it in. Off the glass. No good. Rebound Quackenbush. Cats trying to push. Emma in trouble. Gives it off to Geller. Eckenrode. Three-pointer. No. Geller tried to get the offensive rebound, but Mobley gets it. Here she comes. Keeps her dribble going. Now Allen top of the key. Thought about the three. Now looking inside. Soraka has it. Now to Federer inside Mobley. Too easy. And it's right back up to 10. Again, you got it down to 6, and then they score 2 baskets and put you down by double figures. It's a good basketball team. Again, just 10 points away from being undefeated, losing twice to Westerville South and once to Akron St. Vincent St. Mary. 3 points, 5 points, and 2 points in their 3 losses. They will be a team you do not want to face come tournament time, especially with Sydney Mobley. Cats with the ball after a foul on Big Walnut. Geller has it over to Eckenrode. Leah's feeling it. She'll give it off to Hall. Hall, baseline pass. Harriet, can she hit her second 3? No. And the rebound outside of bounds, and it will stay with the Lady Cats. Good hustle by Eckenrode there. 54-44, Big Walnut up by 10. Quackenbush has her pass knocked out away. It will stay with the Cats, and again, it'll be a baseline out of bounds. Emma will try it again. Nobody open. Now Geller finally does, barely, and they'll call a foul on Largent. That'll be her 2nd. That was a tough catch by Tally. She was able to get it, though. Team foul number 2 in this fourth quarter. Now side out. Quackenbush into Eckenrode. She head fakes, takes it to the paint. Layup blocked by Allen, and we'll have a foul on Geller. That'll be Tally's 2nd. Team foul number 2. Again, at 5 fouls, it's the double bonus. 5 minutes remain. Fourth quarter. Newark down by 10, 54-44. Mobley hands it off to Federer.
She'll take it into the paint, cut off, but gives it off to Allen. A three, it's short, and the rebound by Newark. Off it goes to Quackenbush. She'll bring it across the timeline. Emma. Good dribbling. Largent hounds her. Off it goes Geller. Callie. Back to Quackenbush. Swings it to Eckenrode out front. Leah gets a pick. Right wing, Geller outside the three-point arc. Over to Harriet. Back up top, Geller. Geller, 4:20, fourth quarter. Callie takes it in. Eckenrode now launches a three. Yes! Leah Eckenrode, that's her fifth three-pointer. And it's down to seven. If you can just get a couple defensive stops, but that's been hard to do tonight against this Golden Eagle offense. Largent has it out front. Now they'll take a little bit of time at the four-minute mark and a seven-point lead. Largent takes it into the paint. Haynes shoots. No good. And the rebound by Eckenrode. A lot of pressure. Mobley kicks it out of bounds. It will be Newark basketball. So there's one of the defensive stops. Angeles will come in and Hall will take a seat. So it's Angeles, Geller, Harriet, Quackenbush, and Eckenrode at 3:50, and the Cats down by seven. Geller, bounce pass to Quackenbush, left wing outside the arc. Up top, Eckenrode. Leah takes it to the left elbow, now spins in the right, shot blocked by Mobley. Ball on the ground, who's going to get it? Quackenbush gets it, swings it to Geller. She's open for a three. Bullseye! 54-50, the closest it's been in a long, long time. Timeout, Big Walnut. Cats down by four at 3:13. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on K98.7.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Lukart Heating and Cooling, your local Lennox premier dealer with professionalism and customer satisfaction. Installing Lennox systems in Licking County for over 60 years. Installation professionals, Nate certified technicians, and Lennox innovations make Lukart Heating and Cooling the wise choice. Call us today at 740-344-5497 or visit us online at lukartheating.com.
Back to the hardwood, it's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Par Excellence STEM Academy, Houston Plumbing and Heating, and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems.
Brian Mays back to the Jimmy here on Kate 98.7. We got a good one. Wildcats trail 54-50 in quarter number four with 3:19 remaining. Newark hitting the three very well tonight. That's their seventh in the second half, and overall it is three-pointer number 11. So again, they're shooting the basketball well, shooting it well. Can they stop Sydney Mobley for the remainder of 3:19? She's the difference. She's got, let's see, we are at now 33 points. Really, her and Largent will be the keys in this fourth quarter. Each team has a few timeouts left. Newark has two left, and Big Walnut has four remaining. Again, the Lady Cats on the road for the next couple of games, Friday at Canal Winchester, and then Tuesday at Pitt Central. Back into league action, where they currently have a 7-2 mark. And then they're back home next Friday against Taze Valley, and we'll have that for you. A doubleheader, the boys and girls hosting Taze Valley, both games here on Kate 98.7. So in it goes. Big Walnut has the ball near steal, but it goes inside to Mobley. She just powers up and in for two. That was the whole design. However we can do it, we get her the basketball, and she scores. 56-50, 3 minutes to play. Just a two-possession game. Eckenrode, good head fake. She takes it into the paint, back to Geller. Geller, right wing, Quackenbush. Looking inside, nothing there. 2:45. Emma now takes it into the paint, swings it. Geller,
Harriet, Ekron Road, open three. Yeah, oh, it spins out. It was halfway in, and somehow the ball came out. Oh, that looked good. That would have cut it down to three. Instead, it remained six at 225. Big Walnut, 56. Newark, 50. Federer takes it in. Knocked away, but it goes to Mobley. And now they'll back and set it up to Largent. Inside Mobley, in the paint. Hang, shoots, scores. Sometimes you just see great players. And the crowd tonight and myself are seeing one in Sydney Mobley. She is special. 58-50. Newark down by eight. Got to score. Got to score quickly. Angeliz cut off. Gives it off to Geller. Callie takes it in. Now to Harriet. Ekron Road. Open three. Leah hits that one. Oh, that was pure. Barely moved the net. That is her sixth three of the night, and she should have had seven. That one before, still don't know how that spun in and out. 58-53, 90 seconds to play. Mobley over to Largent. Cats can start fouling because they've only got two fouls. You can get aggressive here. 118, I think Coach Pertel is telling them that. Down by five, and Big Walnut is starting to take air out of the basketball, and there's a foul on Geller. That'll be her third. But you have to commit it because you got to try to get a turnover, make something happen here. And just with three team fouls, see what you can do. And Newark will call a timeout. Coach Pertel, not happy with the officiating, says the elbows were thrown. And I will say, I think Remy Largent did throw a couple of elbows there. But I don't know that they're going to call that this late in the game. Hey, fans, we have something else for you. If you go to the WCLT.com website, we've got the Licking County Sports Spotlight, where we feature local high schools. And just go over to the podcast and look at a couple of schools if you want to, because currently we have up Licking Heights, Watkins Memorial, the Utica Redskins, and the Newark Wildcats. So you can take that if you just go over to the Sports Spotlight. Underneath keywords, and you'll be able to listen to some stuff going on at all those schools. The Licking County Sports Light, Sports Spotlight exclusively on WCLT.com. Big Walnut inbounds it. Federer facing a double team. In trouble. Gives it off to Largent. Largent stopped her dribble. Now back to Federer. We're at 1 minute to play. Cats down by five. A lot of time being wasted here by Big Walnut. Mobley has it. Over it goes, and now Angeliz will commit the foul. 52 seconds to go. That will be team foul number four, so one more will put Big Walnut at the line. Federer will inbound it in front of her bench, and Mobley gets called for an offensive foul trying to break free. That's the break we need. Down by five. Hall will check in. Angeliz will sit. Newark down 58-53. Side out for Quackenbush. In it goes to Geller. Cats got a push and got a score. Hall has it. Gets a pick. Addie takes it to the foul circle. Quackenbush, a three. Yes! Oh, that's a big one. And it's down to two. 35 seconds left. Quackenbush commits the foul. And it will put Big Walnut into the double bonus. But at 34 seconds, you really don't have a choice. Newark shooting the ball so well from deep tonight. So now we see what type of foul shooting team Big Walnut is. Let's see Federer at the line. First one, no good. Big Walnut, 58. Newark, 56. 34 seconds remain. This one is huge. Second one is pure. Timeout, Big Walnut. Well, well, well. We thought we might have a good one tonight, and we have. Newark just refusing to quit. Down by double digits at halftime. Double digits in this fourth quarter. But they just kept fighting back and hitting threes. And it's a one-possession game at 59-56 with 34 seconds. So here's the question that you always ask. Do you go for a quick two? Do you try for a three to tie? Usually most people say you take that first best shot available and then hope your defense or missed foul shots would give you another chance. Leah Ekron wrote four threes in this second half. She's got 19. Emma Quackenbush has got three threes, and she's got 17 overall in this ballgame. No, check that. She's got 19. She's got 19. So we'll see what happens here. Cats have a chance to tie. Which we've not had a tie all night. Newark had one lead at 20-18. Otherwise, it's been all Big Walnut. 28 seconds left. Hall has it. Left wing. Addie with Mobley guarding her. Off it goes Eckenrode. Her three-pointer is blocked out of bounds. It will stay with Newark at 22 seconds. It'll be a corner inbound, which is a very tough spot to get the ball in. We'll see what Emma can do. She's able to get it into Eckenrode. Now to Geller. 18 seconds left. Quackenbush, open three. We're tied! Emma Quackenbush, 59-0. 9 seconds left. Timeout, Big Walnut. The Cats have come all the way back and have tied this thing up at 59. But there's 9 seconds remaining, and everybody is going to think that Mobley's going to get the touch here. As well she should, with over 30 points in this ballgame. But you've got to be wary of Remy Largen, who has three threes and 9 points. 59-59, 9 seconds to play. And again, give me 1 second here to tell you, 14 threes tonight. 14 threes by the Newark Lady Wildcats. And again, great, great learning opportunity for getting ready for postseason play tonight. This is the type of game you're going to see. Now, can they get a stop? And it's going to be a challenge. Let's be honest. Mobley has got 35 points, I believe. So is she a decoy, or do they go to her? She is at the top of the key. It will be backcourt inbounds for the Golden Eagles. 9 seconds left. In it goes to Largent. Quickly double-teamed. What do we got? Jump ball. And it should be Wildcat ball in the alternate possession. And it is 6.1. Newark has a chance to win this basketball game. 6.1. It'll be a side out. Quackenbush will inbound it. No timeout here called by Coach Pertel. In it goes to Geller. Down to 5 seconds left. Callie takes it to the right wing. Looking inside, no one there. Eckenrode, she's got to get a shot off. She does not. So we're headed to overtime. We are headed to overtime. Everybody catch your breath. 59-59. So Newark was unable to get a shot off there. Both teams not able to get a shot up. As alternate possession on the jump ball, the referees are having a conversation, so let's just hold on here a second. See, they're coming over to the scores table. We're up above here at the Jimmy, so I would have no idea what they're discussing. So we'll keep it here. For those back at the station, we'll just take our end-of-game break at the end of overtime. So they're looking now to set up the time in overtime. So this is the first OT game of the season for Newark. As they battle back, Emma Quackenbush nailing a three to tie this game up at 59. Cats were down 18-14 after one, 36-23 at the break, 48-41 after three, and now we're tied at 59. Cats will go left to right in this OT period, which is 4 minutes. Quackenbush and Mobley will jump. And the tip is controlled by Big Walnut. Each team gets an extra timeout as well. So Newark has two, Big Walnut has three. Federer to Allen. Looking inside to Mobley. Off it goes to Largent. Back inside Allen. She'll swing it to Mobley at the foul circle. Shot no good, but the rebound by Big Walnut, and they'll reset, and Largent is open for a three. Got it. Offensive rebound, a killer. 62-59, Big Walnut by three. Let's see if the Cats can answer. 3:23 remains in this OT period. Geller to Ekron Road. Lee is open three, and what do we got? I think we're going to have a moving screen on Newark. Nope. Or are they going to say Largent pushed through it? Okay. So Largent pushed through it. That's a good break there for the Cats. Down by three, side out, Newark. Geller gets it near half court. Callie. Off it goes to Quackenbush. Inside, Ekron Road looking to take it in, has it knocked away, and Big Walnut gets the steal. 3 minutes in overtime, 62-59, Big Walnut. Federer, off it goes. Allen, she's got an opening, puts it up and in. This is a must score, down by five at 2:45. Quackenbush. And an errant pass, but Addie Hall is able to save it, and she'll reset to Callie Geller. 2:35 left. Can't spend a lot of time here, down by five in this overtime. Quackenbush on the left wing. She'll take a baseline. Runner, no good. Fouled by Mobley. Oh, I wish I could say that was her fifth, but I can't. It's only her second. So Emma will go to the line to shoot a pair. Both teams now in the double bonus. Emma's had an outstanding basketball game tonight. First foul shot, good. She's got 23. Looking to make it 24. Really, her and Ekron Road just getting it done from beyond the arc. Second foul shot, yep. 64-61, 2:26, full court press here by the Cats. Morris has it, knocked out of bounds. It will stay with Big Walnut. She will side out in front of the Newark bench. And now Mobley will come and inbound the basketball. By the way, she's just a sophomore. Mercy. Mobley gets it, and a near steal by Ekron Road. She can't save it at half court. What an effort, though, by Leah. Great hustle. Great hustle. 64-61, Big Walnut. 2:15 remains in this extra period. Largent across the timeline. Angelise will hound her. Looking inside, it goes to Allen outside the arc. Allen inside Mobley. This is where she feeds it, and Harriet gets the foul, and that's probably the right call. 2 minutes and 1 second to play in overtime. Big Walnut up by three, 64-61. Mobley at the line. 35 points, 36. And the lead back to four, 65-61. Here's the second foul shot. Short. Oh, but Mobley gets the ball tipped right back to her. Oh, that's huge. That is absolutely huge. Under two to play. 65-61. Here's Largent with it way outside. Now gives it off to Federer. Now Mobley. They're looking to waste some time here. And Hall fouls her. Might as well. She just went one of two from the line, but if she misses, you've got to get that defensive rebound. 65-61, Big Walnut by four. Mobley back to the line where she just split a pair. She's got 36. Crowd making a lot of noise. And the first one is off the back iron. No good. Did I mention you got to get the board here? If she misses. On the way. It's around, no good. And they get the rebound and put it up and in. It was Allen. Two cats collided, and it went right to Allen, and she gets a huge basket. And now that makes it 67-61. Oh, that might be the play of the game. Quackenbush at 117 up front. Gets a screen, but this is cut off. Loose ball. Who's going to get it? They'll swing it. Harriet, open three. No good. Geller gets the offensive rebound. In trouble. Tries to take it up on Mobley, and she blocks it out of bounds. 1:03 to go. Oh, that offensive rebound going right to Denza Allen, and she puts it in. 1 minute left. Quackenbush, baseline three. Got to have it. No good. Rebound, Allen. Boy, she stepped up in this overtime. Under a minute to play. Cats trying to pressure. Largent across the timeline. Double teamed. Now Morris on the baseline up top. Federer. 40 seconds left. Cats are going to have to foul. And they do. Foul on Geller. That'll be her fourth. And 38 seconds to go. 67-61. Big Walnut by six. And at the line will be Largent. She's got 12. Make it 13. And that makes it a three-possession game at 38 seconds. Second foul shot good. Big Walnut will call a 30-second timeout. So, 69-61. And Big Walnut will call one of their timeouts. They've got two left. So, the Cats are going to need something real quick and then hope for some missed foul shots. Just a tremendous rally. And they had a chance after the jump ball at 6 seconds to go in regular time, but were just unable to get a shot off. That sent it to the extra period, and they played very well. Actually, their defense has been outstanding in this overtime period, but two offensive rebounds for Big Walnut off missed foul shots. One didn't lead to any points, but you still got the ball and took some time off. The second led to a huge putback by Allen, which might have sealed this one. Cats have to go the length of the court. In it goes to Geller. Back to Eckenrode. Across the timeline at 32 seconds. Geller hands it off to Quackenbush. They're hounding her, not letting her get off a shot. 25 seconds. Quackenbush slips and falls. No call. Turnover. And it goes to Big Walnut. And a foul by Hall. 19 seconds to go. That probably will do it. Well, you never liked losing, but I love the effort tonight of this Newark Wildcat girls basketball team. They could have folded because it just wasn't happening. Mobley was just scoring at will, and again, double digits, and they just kept finding a way to bounce back as the foul shot by Federer is no good. And again, if they can shoot like this come tournament time, they are going to be a tough out, both these teams. Really like the way Newark shot the ball tonight. And Federer hits the second of the two foul shots, and it's now up to nine. Pass inside to Harriet. Puts it off the glass and in. Timeout, Newark at 12.2 at 70-63. So, unfortunately, still a two-possession game. Angeles will check in for Newark once we resume action. Again, this coming Friday, the boys are back in action as they host Canal Winchester in an OCC Buckeye tilt. Pre-game at approximately 7:15 and the live tip-off at 7:30. And then we'll also have their game next Tuesday as they entertain Pickerington Central and try to get a sweep of both the Indians and the Tigers, winning earlier on the road at both locations and trying to get to 15-3 on the campaign and move to 9-2 in the league. And again, the girls draw will be coming up this Sunday, February the 2nd, so we'll know early next week who Newark will take on in tournament action. Of course, a majority of the games returning to the barn, affectionately known at the fairgrounds, now truly known the Celeste Center. And it'll be great to see both these teams reminisce and play at the fairgrounds in the tournament. Looking forward to that. That would be a lot of fun. But first things first, a few more games to go here in the regular season. Foul is on Harriet, and Big Walnut will go back to the line where Largent will be. She just hit a couple of foul shots. She hit a three to open up the scoring, and I have to admit now, that was off an offensive rebound too. So that's been the difference in this overtime as she hits the first foul shot. And she now has 15 points. Mobley has 1 point in this overtime. 1 point. And yet they're up by nine as we're under 8 seconds to go. Harriet has it knocked out of bounds. It will stay with Newark at 6 seconds to go. Baseline out of bounds. And it goes to Eckenrode. She will lay it up and in. Down to 2 seconds, 1 second, and that will do it. A good one here tonight at Newark High School. The Cats come up on the short end of the stick, but it was an exciting, entertaining ball game. 72-65, Big Walnut wins it in overtime. We'll recap it after this timeout as you're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
This is your place. It's like they read your mind when they built it. It's the bar you'd make if you could make a bar. It's the food you'd serve if you could cook. This is Red Oak Pub. Locally sourced, char-grilled burgers. That was your idea. Meatloaf in a panini? How'd they find out about that? Well, once you walk through their doors, you'll wonder what took you so long. Red Oak Pub. Great atmosphere, delicious food, terrific people. This is your place. They just take care of it for you. Goose Pond Road, Newark.
Serious about tightening your belt in the new year? Turn to Ross's Granville Market for the right ingredients to help you eat right. You can count on Ross's for the freshest fruits and vegetables, but they also have a great selection of fresh fish and plant-based foods. You'll be surprised at the variety of choice and flavors. The only limitation is your own imagination. To help keep your resolutions, visit Ross's Granville Market, your home for fresh flavor and selection, 484 South Main Street in Granville, and online at GranvilleMarket.com.
Choosing a used vehicle is all about trust. For 62 years, Eastern Ohio has bought their cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs from Finks. They sell more pre-owned vehicles than anyone because of their large selection, low prices, and stress-free buying process. Finks has the vehicle you're looking for, or they will find it for you. Binks Quality Used Cars. Since 1962, the tradition continues. In South Zanesville and online at BinksQualityAutos.com.
Sometimes we need extra health care help. Pataskala Oaks Care Center is here for you and your loved ones, offering respite short-term care and extended stays. They're family-owned with furnished rooms, social activities, medication management, physical, occupational, and speech therapy available, and a dedicated, compassionate staff. Plus, they're respiratory care experts, too. VA insurance accepted, even for long-term care. Visit PataskalaOaks.com or stop by for a tour. Pataskala Oaks Care Center. Breathe easier.
Hi, this is Adam Reed with the Licking County Veterans Service Commission. Did you serve in the U.S. military? If so, please contact our office. We can provide information and assist you with filing for local, state, and federal veterans benefits, including compensation, non-service-related disability pensions, surviving spouse benefits, health care enrollment, education, emergency financial assistance, and much more. Call 740-670-5430 to schedule an appointment. We are located at 935 Buckeye Avenue in Newark.
Rent You Own has the deal that will make your new year shine. Free till February 1st on anything that fits in your car. If it fits, it's yours to take home with no payments until February 1st. The earlier you come in to shop, the more you save. So don't wait. Shop your local Rent to Own today. R2O has the TCL Next Frame TV for only $25 per week and other great furniture, electronics, and appliance deals. So hurry into your Rent to Own store or shop online at r2o.com.
It's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Par Excellence STEM Academy, and Licking Memorial Health Systems.
Going back on. Well, I just talked to Sidney Mobley's father, and I told him to get out because she's too good. She is really special. She had 38 points tonight and was the catalyst in Big Walnut's road win here at Newark, 72-65 in overtime. The Cats just really had to struggle from the onset. In fact, it was 11-2 at one point in the first quarter. They got it to within 18-14 and actually took their first and only lead of the game at 20-18. But then an 18-3 run by the Golden Eagles gave them a halftime lead at 36-23. Newark was able to cut into it in the third quarter, 48-41 after three. And then Emma Quackenbush, who had an outstanding game, hits a three late to tie it at 59. There's a jump ball. Newark gets the ball back at 6 seconds to go, but we're unable to get a shot, so we head to overtime. And it was offensive rebounding in that extra period that really was the difference, as Big Walnut got an offensive rebound early, which led to a Largent three. Then they had one which set up another possession. And then the probably critical one at 65-61, they get an offensive rebound, and Allen's able to hit on a short little jumper that gave him a six-point lead, and that kind of was the end of this one. But Sidney Mobley, she had 38 points. Remy Largent chipped in. She had a big overtime with 7 points, and she finished with 16. Newark with 14 threes. That's what kept them in this game. They shot the ball extremely well. 24 for Emma Quackenbush, 21 for Leah Eckenrode. They really lit it up in that second half for Newark, which got them back into the ball game, but just falling a bit short in overtime, losing by 7. So Newark goes to 13-4 with 7 games remaining in the regular season. They'll be on the road for the next couple of games, Friday at Canal Winchester, then Tuesday at Pickerington Central. Then we'll have them Friday, February the 7th, as part of a doubleheader with the boys team when they entertain the Vikings of Taze Valley. So they'll get back into league play and see what they can do on the road for the next couple of ball games. But it was an entertaining one, to say the least, and they really should feel good about this, the way they came back. Yeah, you want to win, but it was a good battle, and again, it's a good game to get ready for tournament play in a few weeks. We'll have the boys in action on Friday as they entertain the Indians of Canal Winchester. Newark looking to go to 14-3 on the campaign and get their third straight victory. Pregame at approximately 7:15, live tip-off at 7:30. CJ and Ethan, thanks for hanging around for five quarters of basketball. We appreciate it. Again, your final score from Jimmy Allen Gymnasium. It's Big Walnut 72, Newark 65 in overtime. This is Brian Mays. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody. You've been listening to Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
This has been High School Basketball on Kate 98.7. Tonight's game was brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, Par Excellence STEM Academy, Elliott Heating and Cooling, Al's Meat Market, Central Ohio Garage Door, Elliott's Wood Fired Kitchen and Red Oak Pub, Lucard Heating and Cooling, Krager Tire, Buckeye Valley Equipment, The Toy Store, and Shaw Mechanical Heating and Cooling.